We will move on to item 20, Threatened and Endangered Species Review. We have Eileen Stuckel.
Madam Chair, it's Eileen Dowd-Stuckel. She's a senior wildlife diversity biologist with the department, and John Canta, terrestrial section chief again. Good afternoon, commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Yeah, so just a quick introduction. Eileen will go over our state threatened and endangered species list. We are required by state statute to visit this every 2 years. That started with a period in 1979. And so Eileen's going to walk us through the list and the process. And what that will do then is kick off a public input process for us here. And we'll be able to come back to you here in a month and finalize that list.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioners, and Secretary Roebling. I'm Eileen Dowd-Stuckel, Senior Wildlife Diversity Biologist in PIER. And as John stated, this is part of our state endangered species law, which pertains to state listed species. So the distinction is with federal listed species, which are handled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Part of the state endangered species law gives the commission the authority to list species, that is, add them to the list, to delist them because they've recovered or for some other reason, or to change the status, perhaps from endangered to threatened or threatened or endangered. And as part of that as well, the commission is required to, quote unquote, review the list. So to facilitate that process, several iterations ago, so several two-year periods ago, we developed what we call status reviews. And those are just short summaries of what we know about a species, what has been done on the conservation front, what do we still need to learn about a species, and hopefully to develop delisting goals or downlisting goals so that we can fulfill that responsibility to the public and to, as part of our stewardship responsibility, to hopefully recover these species. So we've come to you this time with an updated document that covers the state listed species. And again, those are those that you have the authority to list or delist. We have an additional 5 species that the U.S. federal government has also put on their list. And there are more species than that that are on the federal list, but not on the state list. So I just make that distinction so that you know that this pertains to what's happening in South Dakota. There could be species that are rare elsewhere, but common here. Or they're rare here, but they're common in other places. So we're talking about what's going on within the state boundaries. So several wildlife diversity biologists have updated the information, and that is the larger document. I believe you got a shorter, kind of the more concise summary of where we are. To cut to the chase, we don't have any recommended changes for you to consider. We don't have new species to list. We don't feel we have species that should be delisted this time. We do take opportunities to inventory species, to do research if we have the funds. But at this time, we feel that the list is what it is and have no changes to recommend. As John mentioned, we do use this opportunity to allow the public to comment, to provide their feedback on species that they think perhaps should be added. And that process will start. We'll look through those and give those good reviews and see if there are any recommendations we'd like to bring back to you as proposed changes. So with that brief introduction, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Our chairman had to step out for a few minutes, so I'll take over till she comes back. But does the commissioners have any questions or comments they'd like to make? Not seeing anything, but I'm sure it's a biologist's dream when they don't have to deal with adding more species to endangered species. Just being more managing our wildlife and resources is in a good manner. So thank you for the update. And
thank you, sir.